the Lord. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his servant and his messenger. Our khutbah today is about the power of words and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most eloquent person. No matter who we are, no matter where we live, or what we do in our daily lives. We all depend on the proper use of words to convey our thoughts and feelings to one another. Certainly, the more articulate and wise we are in the use of words, the more effective we can be in our society. Whatever we choose to do as a career, we can certainly do it better by mastering the skill of good communication. But we must understand the power of words, and we must harness that power in order to serve our wider responsibilities and to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never be careless about words. Words are vital instruments. Words are the means by which we can study our past and leave a legacy for the future. It is the means chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal His message and to preserve it for future generations, for all times to come. Words can be weapons. Words can wound, humiliate, and inflict pain for greater than physical violence. Words can be used to inflame passion, to arouse anger, to declare war, and to destroy. But just as potent as they are as weapons, words can also heal wounds and make peace. They can be soothing to those in grief. They can offer hope to those in despair. Indeed, well-chosen words have a power and the beauty that can project well beyond one lifetime. Think of the great works of literature that still enrich our lives today, centuries after they were written. Islam is preeminently a faith founded on the power of words. It is very significant that the prophetic mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam began with just one word, اقرأ, read. The development and growth of Islam is due to the persuasive power of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it touched the hearts and minds of those seeking enlightenment throughout the ages. The first verses to be revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared the power of the divine word. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Means read. In the name of your Lord who created, read. And your Lord is most gracious, He who taught man the use of the pen, taught man that which he did not know. Throughout the literature of Quran and Hadith, the believers are urged to use words wisely in their relations with all people. Surah An-Nahl sets this out eloquently in verse 125. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. And invite to the path of your Lord using wisdom and beautiful preaching. Wisdom and beautiful preaching rather than words of anger or abuse is what the Holy Quran prescribes. This is the only way we can hope to win the hearts and minds of others to the way of Islam. Who can forget the moment when Sayyidina Umar first heard the words of the Quran? He had just been told that his sister had joined the Muslims. So, in an angry rage, he went over to her house with his sword in hand. Then just as he passed her open window, he heard the words of Allah being recited. These words carried such beauty and persuasive power that it stopped an angry and aggressive man in his tracks. As he stood and listened, it slowly melted his heart and aroused such a deep desire within him to identify and accept the author of those beautiful verses. When he heard that these were the revealed words of Allah, he immediately went out to find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to announce his acceptance of Islam. Dear brothers and sisters, let us also, like Sayyidina Umar, allow the beautiful words of Allah to tame our hearts and the desires within us, and to transform us into the noble ambassadors of Allah, which is our divine destiny. When we open our hearts to the influence of the noble Quran, the words of Allah will grow within us and make us strong. And when we strengthen our faith or iman, we can more effectively win on the information age. It is not enough for us to know Islam well. We Muslims must also become effective and influential communicators. We must master communications, technology, and psychology. Those of us who are gifted communicators, like our teachers, broadcasters, writers, poets, and artists, must refine their skills till they attain a level of excellence. Then we must transmit the message of Islam in a beautiful, powerful, and effective manner. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a communicator without equal. When he spoke, it was with absolute sincerity. His thoughts and words and deeds were of the same substance. There was no contradictions in his personality. Armed with the message of truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was an information warrior and a military leader, a strategist and a statesman of exceptional brilliance. He commanded implicit obedience from his devoted followers, and even his enemies regarded him with deep admiration and respect. One English writer who admitted him greatly was Thomas Carlyle, who wrote these words 80 years ago in his book on heroes and hero worship and the hero in history. He said, "These Arabs, the man Muhammad, and that one century, it is as if a spark had fallen, one spark on a world of what seemed black and noticeable sand. But lo, the sand proves explosive power, blazes heaven high from Delhi to Granada. I said, the great man was always as lighting out of heaven. The rest of the men waited on him like fuel, and then they too would be flame. How one man single-handedly could wield warring tribes and wandering Bedouins into a most powerful and civilized nation in less than 20 years. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given mastery of language and was distinguished by producing marvelous maxims. He learned the dialect of the Arabs and would speak to each of their communities in their own dialect and converse with them in their own idiom. He answered their argument using their own style of rhetoric, so that more than once, a large number of his companions had to ask him to explain what he had said. Each companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will testify to you that each time he found himself whether with the people of Hijaz or Quraysh or Ansar, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will speak differently. This is exactly what eloquence is all about. To be an eloquent speaker, you have to go across the board to channel your message. You should be able to hold your audience spellbound irrespective of their origin or tribal affiliation. And in order to do that, you need to learn a little bit of their languages, dialects, customs, and mannerisms. This is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set out to do, to charm the people in the way he speaks, to convince the people in the way he speaks so as to attract their attention. One of the great skills of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ability to persuade using languages that appeal to the people and make them want to hear more. Following are some of the maxims that he used in his speeches. The blood of the Muslims is the same. The least of them can offer their protection. They are single hand against other people. People are like the teeth of a comb. A man is with the one he loves. There is no good in company which does not show you what you show them. These sayings and maxims actually portray Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a man who was very fluent, eloquent, and intelligent in the same way. He spoke to the people eager to hear what he had to say. He knew that by using these maxims to his people, it was going to stimulate a thought and help them to appreciate the words of Allah and follow through. He also knew that these maxims were able to make these people to always be interested in listening to him, because they will want to hear more of good language, maxims and proverbs that will make them think. By being eloquent and fluent in his speeches, everyone was forced to take him serious, because they knew that he has thought over his words and expressions carefully before uttering them. They also would trust him more, as they noticed that his speeches would flow naturally without stuttering and wandering over words. There are also instances where his companions used to tell him he was so eloquent, to the point that they found it very hard to admire another person. We do not find anyone more eloquent than you. And having heard this, replied, how could it be otherwise? The Quran was revealed on my tongue, a clear Arabic tongue. It means, therefore, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a gifted, eloquent speaker, because he knew the Quran before many people and so could speak with candor, passion, and love. Whenever someone is passionate and can master the topic on which he's speaking about, the tendency is that the person would be eloquent. This is exactly where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming from. He is not saying that others cannot be, but when it comes to the Quran, he thinks he seemed to be the only one who can be eloquent because Allah revealed this only to him, and in a language that he knows so well, the Arabic. It was not only being eloquent that really makes his followers admire him. The fact that he combined eloquence with intelligence was what really attracted his people to. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become like the fuel that flamed with the light of Islam. Many centuries ago, when Muslims led the world from darkness into light, despite the material prosperity we see around us today, we do indeed live in an age of spiritual darkness. Modern man has a spiritual hunger that only Islam can satisfy. Dear Muslims, let's not fail in our duty to hold up the light of Islam in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.